Hello, my name is Terion. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I got the testing sites, but they're not free. Are there any free testing sites?
Let's see, free testing sites.
COVID 19.
All right, give me one moment. Let me check and see, and I'll be right with you.
And this
okay?
is in Calhoun County. This is in Calhoun County. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
All right, give me one moment.
No, do your homework. Do your work, baby. Just in Birmingham yesterday. What's the what? Car. Cord.
Who is it? Who?
Oh, gosh.
Hold on. Oh, hold on a minute. I don't know.
All right. Oh, did they
You know, you've seen Abilene on
Southern
Bible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to go get her from the hospital, from her job.
She had COVID?
No.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
She got COVID.
Yeah.
We had, she had been sick over a month, going back down here to Spring Fellows and Bridges.
No good. I go to Birmingham.
She almost died. She had a, the ambulance came here and got her. She was hurting so bad we couldn't go in front of her before we took her to UAB.
Oh.
And so we,
that's where I go, UAB, if I can.
Spring Fellows down here. They took in an ambulance. Spring Fellows just had her laying down there. So we went and got her, took her to Birmingham. She had a blood clot in her lung and pneumonia.
She could have died. They didn't even find. I don't go there. They don't care about us. Your lady moved.
Huh?
Your lady moved. I saw her.
They said she'd been moving out of the matter of time, but she was glad because, you know, her son kept stealing dope in her. Stealing
That's that young boy? He came and knocked over here for my son one time.
He said he was stealing.
From her?
From a lot of people out here, I haven't heard. I don't know. Well, he from stole from her. Because one day, I don't know if you was at home or not, but it was about 3-4 carloads of police over here.
Dang, I be missing everything.
Yeah,
and I got a camera.
Go
I got a camera, and I don't pay attention to it half the time. Look,
yeah.
I got to go back and look, because I'm like.
I knocked on the door. I said, I don't know if she know about my daughter or not.
No, I'm yeah, sorry. How long she been? I mean, when she just come out? I'm on the phone with the health department now.
Oh, girl, we don't know when they're going to release it.
Oh, man.
I'd rather keep over there till they dissolve the blood
clot in the lung. Well, I went over there. I have asthma. I went over there with a bad asthma attack, and they just, like, sent me home. And my friend took me all the way to Birmingham, and I stayed there for 3 days.
Look, they was treating my daughter. They were treating her for a sinus infection, and she kept laying sick, and they were giving her, you know, these steroids they take one a day.
The pack.
Yeah.
You take, like, five, then four, then three. I got to take that all the time.
They have to, it gives you a psychotic act. The doctor said that what she was on, you know, it makes her mind, because
I have to take them at least once or twice a year. All right,
my friend was on, and it's different kinds of them, but the one they was giving her, and then the one the doctor she was going to out here in Ohio, they weren't treating that. She had pneumonia. She couldn't even holler.
We got to be careful.
She couldn't even walk. She's 40 years old. She couldn't even holler.
We got to be careful who we go to, because they don't care about us.
Mm-mm.
They don't care about us at all.
So,
I'm getting ready to get a COVID test now, because I got to go to New York next week. And they won't let you in there without a COVID test.
Yeah, they're giving one on the 8th.
The 8th of what?
It's the 8th of this month.
Where?
You have to call and make an appointment.
Oh, that's probably what I'm doing now, because everybody's trying to 75, 100, something. I'm not
giving them out to people that's 65 years and older.
I ain't going to be able to get that one. I ain't 65 yet. I mean, look at when I ain't 65 yet.
Well, see, I don't know, because my friend, my church is there, he be coming by here, you might see him come by here sometime, but he stopped by here, and he told me that he had made him an appointment, because you have to call through the health department and set up the appointment.
That's who I'm on the phone with now. I'm trying.
You go to, it's not the health department, you go down there to call,
they got a lot of places that do it, but they want money.
Media Center.
The Media Center? What's that?
Where
the Meeting Center. Okay, I know it. On 16th Street. On 16th Street.
Media Center right there on Noble Street.
Yeah, 16th and Noble. 16th or 17th or something like that in Noble.
That's where they're giving the shot that on.
Oh, I don't want no shot. I just want a test.
Oh, you want
the test? I don't want no shot. Mm-mm. I don't want no shot. I want the test. I'm scared of it. I said, don't give the fuck nothing for free. I'm scared.
Girl, there's 14 million people out that shot. They don't give, so I'm trying to get my daddy to get it.
Well, I see if you're over about 70 or something, I would say get it. But me, I'm not getting no shot.
They
feel
shit. Have to pay for the COVID test.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. The insurance I got is lousy with the school. It ain't that good.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Oh, you're going to school?
I work for the school system, yeah, but I work as a bus driver. It's a private company, and they just go through the school system. I'm not working for Calhoun County.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost their contract last year. They trying to set us back, too, but I'm not.
Do you know how to get the gas? Because you can go to gas and fight and take a COVID test.
Gadsden. I know where Gadsden is. It's straight down.
It's straight 431. But, you know, when you call them, if you can't get it covered up, after you call them, call the hospital over there and ask them where can you get, what spike is that you get a COVID test.
Okay.
And then you can drive up there because they got an outside COVID test.
That's what I want to do, just drive through. That's what I did the hard in the summertime, just drive through there.
Drive through and get
you
a test.
I'm glad you told me this because I'm on the phone for an hour now. Well, 10 minutes, I'm lying. 10 minutes, it looks seems like an hour.
But anyway,
if you don't mind, I'm going to knock on your door later on if I can't remember all this stuff.
Hello, ma'am.
And they can tell you where you can go
ahead
and.
All right.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
Thanks for waiting so patiently for me.
All right, thanks. All right, good luck with that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're perfectly fine. I want to thank you for waiting so patiently for me. Now, we don't have the actual whether or not these facilities are free or not. I was looking to see. I do have a number of facilities in your area. This is telling me whether or not they're free or not. But I did get the information that most facilities, as long as you have insurance, they shouldn't charge.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of them don't take Medicaid. They take Medicare.
Huh. Okay.
I didn't know it was this difficult. Because I got some numbers from you guys earlier, but they weren't any good to me. You know, I couldn't really use them. All right,
okay.
I guess I'll try to. You know anything about the Gadsden Center? Are you in Calhoun County? Gadsden?
Let's see. Everything I see looks like it's in Anniston.
Everything's in Anniston? All right, then. Thank you so much.
All right. You're more than welcome. I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the websites adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.